Good morning, kids. It's time to wake up. This is Jeremy. I'm excited. It's Monday morning. I hope your week has already started off great. And I'm excited on the podcast this week to be focusing on this question. In how many persons does God exist? That seems like a weird question, but here's the deal. We know from what we learned last week, there is only one God. But God exists in three separate persons. There's three different people who are God. So the answer to our question is three: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that this week. In fact, in just a moment, my friend Logan's going to come and he's going to teach you a brand new Bible scholar word. But first, the joke of the day.
Pastor Jeremy, what kind of tree fits in your hand?
I have no idea.
A palm tree!
Hey kids, this is Logan, and it's time for you to wake up. Last week we focused on the truth that there is only one God. There is exactly one God. The Bible is super clear on that point. 1 Timothy 2:5 literally says, there is one God. There is only one true God. He's the only one powerful enough to create everything. He's the only one who deserves our worship. As God, He is the King of the universe and in control of everything. But although there's only one God, He isn't just one person. The one true God is three persons. Bible scholars use the word Trinity to describe this fact. There is only one God, and He exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This may seem confusing, but that doesn't mean it's not true. The Bible clearly teaches that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. The Bible also clearly teaches that they are all three different people. So if the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all God, and they are all different people, then we are left with the Trinity. God, who is one, exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This week, we're going to spend some time looking at what the Bible says about the different members of the Trinity being God and how they interact with each other. For today, let's focus on answering this question. In how many persons does God exist? The answer is three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.